So we're doing the sugya of Eilu Ve'ilu De'okim Chayim. Okay, the issue. What's the idea of Eilu Ve'ilu? And it's a question which is, it's a phrase which is quoted very often to support many things. And the question is what is it, what does it really mean? Okay, because I'm telling you, the way it comes up is, I guess philosophical discussions about different approaches in Torah. Maybe it might be like an approach to Hasidus, approach to rationalism, approach to this, approach, you know, different types of approaches. And you say, people just say, whatever, it doesn't really matter. Eilu ve'ilu de'okim chayim. It says, you believe this, I believe that, eilu ve'ilu, they're all true, they're all, you know. And it sounds crazy because, I mean, you could have opposite approaches. I mean, you could have one guy say God's physical, and say another say God's not physical, and say, oh, eilu ve'ilu, whatever. I mean, I don't know if they actually say that. Maybe they do, maybe they, I think they might. I think so. I think my brother encountered that, like things like that. I mean, you just say whatever, anything goes, as long as you just whatever, as long as you. I'm not sure what the criteria are. It's hard to define what your basic criteria are. So once you open it up, it becomes very difficult to start drawing lines. But basically, the approach is almost like an anything goes approach. It's like a very pluralism. It's a modern thing. It's not, you know, it's a modern type of an approach, but it's supported with this saying Chazal, Eilu ve'ilu, De'okim Chayim, Sisi Yisro. So the question is going to be, let's look at this thing and see if it's really a good application of it or not, you know? Let's get that. What does it mean? Because it does sound like that's supporting him, and you have some machlokes, say Eilu ve'ilu, they're both true, and it sounds as the same. Mm-hmm. So let's look at it.
Do you know who's
any
closer? Or?
I don't know. Okay. Okay. So it turns out there's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. Explicitly, it's a Gemara. They're Rashi's, but there's another Gemara which is also kind of references it. But I think the saying, the phrase, I think is only once. There's also in the, there's two places in the Yerushalmi. Oh, and there's another place in the Bavli, but I think it means something else. The Bavli there is stuff something else. I looked at, yeah, okay, fine. But I think this is the one in the Bavli. You can look in the, I looked in the Mechel Mamar and Priskam Mishas. This comes with two places in the Bavli, two places in Shalmi, but I think this is the one where it's most explicit. The two of the Yerushalmi are very much, they're very much the same as this, basically, but less detailed. Okay, so it's Yud Gimel and Aleph and Yud Gimel and Beis in Erevin. So it says, Amar Shmuel, against Amar Rav Amar Shmuel. Shalosh Shonim Nechgu Beis Hill, Beis Shammai Hill. So for 3 years, Beis Shammai Hill argued. Okay. Halalu Omer Malach Kumasenu, Halalu Malach Kumasenu. So you said the halachas like them. Okay? So what happened? So Yotze Baskol, what's that Aleph? Ransberg. Okay, fine. So it says Yotze Baskol, the Omra, Eilu Ve'ilu Debre Elokim Chayim. Both these, oh get them, yeah, that's okay. These and these, they're both Debre Elokim, both Beisham and Beisel. Okay? But, despite the fact they're both the real Kim Chayim, the halacha is still like Beisel. Okay? So the Gemara asked, V'chim Yachar Sheila and Nirun Chayim Nezach Beisel Lekva Alach Kamosam. So they're both the Nirun Chayim, so why does Beisel get the Psaq? So it goes into different midas of Beisel, the reason we pass on that count. Okay, which is interesting in some way, but let's leave that alone. Okay, so basically, so saying is, you have Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they argued for 3 years about the thing, and then basically the Baskol says, what? They're both Debre Elokim Chayim. Okay? So this is really Lashon altogether. Debre Elokim Chayim, what does that mean? I don't know if I can explain that, but it's interesting. It would be nice to explain that. What does that mean, Debre Elokim Chayim? Debre Elokim. Is it Elokim Chayim or Divre? I don't know. How could it be on Divre? I'm not sure. Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe we can understand that at some point. But it's a good question. Okay, fine. So that's the Gemara. So it sounds. So basically, the Ritva brings down. I mean, if you think about it for a little bit, you realize it doesn't really make sense. Because then what are they arguing about? I mean, Beis Shammai is apparently arguing with Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel is arguing with Beis Shammai. I mean, if they're both true and they're both correct, then what's the whole point of arguing? Just say, okay, let's just shake on it, and we'll just say they both do a Kim Chaim, and therefore, who really cares? You know, Machlokas? So, I mean, obviously, if they're arguing, they're vehemently arguing with each other, saying, No, the halacha is like us. No, they obviously hold that they're correct. I mean, they're arguing. They're saying they're using their minds. They're thinking through the area, and they're saying this is correct. There's no such thing as correct. There's no such thing as a reality here. And basically, it's all good. Whatever you want. So then, they're both true. So then, what are they arguing about? So presumably, the argument means that each guy, based on himself, think that there's some sort of truth, which they're trying to figure out. So, how could they both be true? I mean, that seems to undermine the whole premise of the halachic discussion. So the Ritva brings down that Tosfos, by the way, this. So Shalom Rabin and Tzarfatzal. Heich Efsha Shiyu Eil Veil Derekim Chayim Zeh Osir Bezeh Matir. What's the Derekim? Is the Derekim in this area that the thing is Mutter, or is it the thing is Osir? Which one? Can't be both. I mean, what is the Derekim in this instance? So which one is it? Okay, good question. The answer is a little more tricky. B'tirtzu, kikisha ala Moshe l'mara l'mekabel la Torah. So when Moshe went up to Shemayim, I guess, to be mekabel la Torah, heru lo al kol dover v'dover memtes panim la'isser v'memtes panim la'ater. So they showed him on each, in every single thing, every single halacha, 49 sides of Isser and 49 sides of Heter. 49 arguments, I guess. Svaros for Heter is 49 for Isser. Okay, it's a lot. It's a lot of arguments. A lot of different arguments either or both ways. V'sholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Zeh. And he asked God, what's the deal? Right? Presumably he asked similar to Tosfos' question. What are you, 49 sides of both ways? I mean, 49 sides one way is difficult enough, but both ways, it makes it... Right, so Amar, so Hashem answered, "Shehezem Moshe l'chach meisrael shebichol davar." These 49 or 98 are given over to the chach meisrael in each and every generation. V'yiyah hachra kamosam, and the hachra, the resolution will be according to like that. Okay, like these ways. Like I guess, I'm not sure is it like the chach meisrael or like the ways, or like both. I mean, I don't know what Shomayim is referring to specifically, but it means like both. Like the Chacham Yisrael, who used these 49 things. V'nochon hu l'fi adrash, v'derech ha'emes yesh tam so v'davar. Okay, fine. It's, so they quote some medrash, right? I think in the footnote there, you see he brings down, it's like a medrash on Tehillim or something like that?
Yep, Parakei
Okay, medrash on Tehillim. Okay, fine. Okay, so this is what happens, okay? Basically, Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by this problem also. It's an old question. Okay, and Hashem gave him the answer that this is given to the Chacham Yisrael Rizor to figure it out. Okay, so it doesn't make the problem go away. It doesn't seem to solve the problem. I mean, what's the answer? So it's given over to the 49. You know, what's his pshat? What's the answer? What is the answer? Also, as a side thing, what's pshat in Mem Tes? Again, is that just a lot? Is there some significance to the number? Okay, and also, I guess the question is, does this shed light on the way it's applied? I guess ultimately that's what we'd like to understand. Okay, but I guess for starters, what's the shot here? It's something like this. The question is, see, I think it's, so for starters, I'll just cut to the chase, is that I think this only exists in halacha. Okay, you can't say this in hashgafa. Okay? This is specifically teaching you something about the nature of halacha, the nature of the halachic system. Okay? And the halacha is a legal system. Okay? Like, so to speak, for instance, like this. Let's start with hashgafa. Let's say, like, is God physical or is God not physical? He's not. And that's it. That's a fact. Okay? And there's no... If you can't have two facts. It's not possible. It doesn't make sense. Can be opposite facts, both being true. That's not the idea of reality. In reality, there is a reality. And what is the reality? What is the ultimate way for a person to reach a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Is it through Chachma and a perception of Chachma, or is it through some other type of an experience? Okay? Or is there a value in some other type of experience? Or whatever question. I mean, there's a reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a reality of a person's relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, relatedness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the soul, and I mean, they're objective, these are factual questions, and I mean, I'm not saying certain questions, nature by nature, have a vague answer, but when a question has a definite answer, and there's two choices, they can't both be factually true, they're opposites. can't have reality, something can't be white and black at the same time. Okay? And it can't be physical and not physical at the same time. Okay. Circle and square. Certain things just can't be. Ah, so then how could something be mutter and also at the same time? That doesn't make sense. Ah. So the question is that God exists out there, so to speak. There's a real, God exists as a reality. Or science. Like in physics, you can't say Elo Elo. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, is gravity, the inverse goes with an inverse square relationship, or is it linear? Or whatever. I mean, they can't both be true. I mean, there's a reality. It doesn't make any sense. Ah, okay, so now, but the thing is that reality exists. Gravity exists. God exists. Tzelem Elokim exists. But in halacha, the idea of halacha, there's no such thing as like, so to speak, before Matan Torah or whatever, there's no such thing as like tefillin out there. You know what I mean? Or lulav. Lulav is a law. Okay, halacha is a legal system. It's a created system of actions which man is commanded to live by. Okay, that's what halacha is. It's God created a system which is designed for man to live his life by, and that system will bring him into the greatest good. But it's a legal system which God created. It's not, so to speak, in the universe. There's no such thing as the tefillin out there. Tefillin is a legal construct. God created the system of Tariq Mitzvos, and in that system, one of the Mitzvos is you're supposed to put on tefillin. Now, the question is, so what is tefillin? Or what is the law? The question is, what is the law? Now, you could say, now presumably, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, he meant, so to speak, these exact, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, I don't know, whatever, something specific, you know? Let's say, I mean, presumably God meant something by it, I mean, what did the law, what was, you know? But the question is, what is the law? Is the law, now it comes down to the question is, what is the law? What am I mitzvah to do? Is the mitzvah for me to wear the tefillin that Moshe Rabbeinu wore? Or that God meant in his initial plan? Is that the mitzvah? Is that what I'm only yotzei if I wear those tefillin, so to speak? The tefillin which God commanded originally, or God intended, or God, the tefillin which Moshe Rabbeinu determined to wear, is that the halacha? So the answer is no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that I'm mitzvah to wear the tefillin, like the Moshe quotes here. The halacha is, it's a pasuk, the halacha is when you have a shayla, you go to the Balei Orah of your time, and they are kovei la halacha, and that's the halacha. And that is the law. The law is that you have to wear the tefillin of the halachic system. And the nature of the halachic system is a system which is given in a way which lends itself, which is given to the human mind. It's not just like a Moshe says, it's not like God spelled out in full detail. He didn't write a Torah that was volumes and volumes and volumes and spells out every single halacha in the fullest detail. That's not the nature of the system. The system was given over to human beings, Torah Shebaal Peh, who have Chachma, and it was nitan to them methods of applying the Chachma. And once the system is given over in that manner, it's by its nature, human minds are different, and different people see things in different ways, and there's bound to be a machloksim. And built into the system are methods for resolving these machloksim. Maybe namely Bezdin and Rove and Sanhedrin, whatever the different principles there are for resolving it. So the system, the nature of the system is not that God gave a fixed, unchanging a set of facts, which is a rule book laid out in full detail. But he gave a system whereby the Balei Masorah apply their minds to the known facts and apply it to new situations. That's the nature of the halachic system. And your mitzvah to wear the tefillin of the halachic system. Be the Rashi, be the Rabbeinu Tam, whichever way you paskin, be the Beis Hillel, be the Beis Shammai. And if the Beis Hillel is wearing his tefillin, Beis Shammai is wearing his tefillin, you say, but who's wearing the right tefillin? They're both wearing the right tefillin, because the right tefillin are the tefillin of the halachic system. And the halachic system tells Beis Hillel to use his mind to come to a conclusion what tefillin is, and tells Beis Shammai to use his mind to come to the conclusion what. And therefore, they're both wearing the real tefillin. Because the real tefillin don't have a physical form to them. The real tefillin are the tefillin which the application of the methodology of the halachic system leads you to conclude it. And therefore, if they're both applying it as they see fit, as their mitzvah to apply, so then they're both the real tefillin. Again, the premise is that it's that tefillin don't exist. There's no actual physical tefillin that exists and I have to wear. But it's a legal system which God has mitzvah you to wear something. And the Torah could have been the law of the legal system was wear this exact physical thing, but that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking. That's what Hashem was revealing to Moshe Rabbeinu, is that the nature of the system from the Shas Nesina was that it was bound to be divided up based on the Chachmei HaMasorah. That's what he's showing him, is that these are nitain to the Chachmei HaMasorah, that the system is not a fixed body of knowledge, which is meant to be passed down to every single detail of the Torah is predetermined and passed down every detail for detail for detail for detail. Ramosha says such a thing would be impossible. It's infinite. The system's infinite. You can't do such a thing, you know? But that's not what the Torah is. So rather, that's what Hashem is showing Moshe, that the system is, in the giving of the Torah itself, was the fact that it's nitan to the Balei Masorah, and therefore it has built into it the possibility for 49 svaros each way. I mean, it's like in the Nesinas Torah itself, it was meant to be a system which was not passing down a fixed, passing down, a computer passing down the fixed body of knowledge, but it was meant for human minds, the Nechachli and Mesorah, to be analyzing and applying and passing down based upon the methodology of the Torah. And therefore, built into it was that they're going to be 49 stuff in both ways. And therefore, they really are, Eluvel Dimakim Chayim, means that don't think that Beisham and Beisil are arguing, and they're arguing because that is the halachic system. The halachic system is that each Balei Masorah tries to figure out that which his mind tells him is the right, is the correct, the nicer idea, the truer idea. But it doesn't mean that therefore that only one of them is really Yotzei Mitzvah Tefillin. Insofar as each Balei Masorah uses their mind and comes to their conclusion, then they're both Yotzei Mitzvah Tefillin. So what I'll say is don't think there is a halacha, and there might be in, so to speak, in God's mind, there was, well, he might have meant one thing, but they're both Dilukim Chayim, because God meant, God's Tzivui is not to wear this object, it's to apply your minds to the halachic system, and therefore they're both Dilukim Chayim, because that's the nature of the halachic system. That's the nature, that's what the Tzivui is. But again, you can only say this because you're dealing with a legal system. You're dealing with a created system saying, God's saying, do this. And he's telling you, what does God say to do? So, and therefore, you're not dealing with the mitzvah is not to find that which is out there. But the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, or Yedias Hashem, or, you know, or whatever the things which are that type of a thing, you're dealing with a reality, with the soul's attachment to God, soul's relationship with God. So you can't just say that that's based on philosophical principles which exist. Or if you're studying physics, they're real principles. You can't just say whatever you want. They're both true. They're not both true. They're out there. They can't coexist. But again, in a legal system, you can make a law which says you do this, you do that. There's nothing wrong with that. And tefillin, just the question is, within the legal system, you could say the legal system says that you have to do whatever your mind tells you. It would be like as if you had in America, you could say the Constitution says. You have the Constitution. Two different courts apply the Constitution differently. So you say, who's really following the Constitution? So they're both following the Constitution. The Constitution sets up methods of applying laws. And insofar as they're both applying the methods of the Constitution, they're both enacting the system of the Constitution. They're both involved in constitutional law. You don't say one of them is correct, one of them is constitutional law, the other is not constitutional law. There are different opinions about how to apply it, but that was the new way the Constitution was made. It was made it gave you a framework of applying things. The reality is the system and the application of the system. I mean, but that's what Hashem was showing Moshe in this Chazal, that it's not. Apparently Moshe thought, here's he's giving the mitzvahs, Hashem's giving the mitzvahs, and here's what are the facts. I mean, that's a what is it? Well, I mean, there's 49 of us. What do you want? Do you want this to be Mutter? Do you want this to be Aser? What's the system? So he's saying that's not the Shulim, that's not the nature of the system. System is not, and it's good. It's not, perfection is not that we just, so to speak, follow a very fixed, predetermined system, like with an occult, like that any chachma, just align ourselves in just exactly with the tzura of the thing. But the nature of the halachic system is not, that's not, I mean, that's true, that's a component of halacha. But the nature of the system is, it's a system of chachma, and it's nitan to be analyzed and applied based on the chachma of the volume of Sora, which is going to end up being, it has to be machloksim because the human mind is going to, I mean, again, different doros, they're going to be more or less based upon the nature of human minds, but that's all built into the system. And that's the halacha, v'enuchal shofet shebe'mecha. You go by the shofet in your dar. You're the shofet in your dar. Like Ramosha saying, is he equal to the Rambam? Is he equal to the Rabbi Akiva? Is he equal? No, no, he's not. But that's not the tzivoy. The tzivoy is every dar has to get a rah from the person in their dar. And that's exactly the tzivoy. He wants to tie it back to the whole Gadata. You can look, it's very nice. Ramosha ties it into, he says clearly, he says, it doesn't mean that they're both the real thing. I mean, they're both arguing. So the premise of arguing is that you're trying to get the idea which you think is the true idea. But that's, it's like a duality. On the one hand, he's saying they're both true, but on the other hand, they're both true insofar as each one is trying to find that which is truly God's idea, you know? Mm-hmm. But he goes through, it's very nice, he shows, he tries to explain that Chazal about Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, the Hashem said he's giving the Torah, the Tagin, he wants to say, the Tagin, all the ideas. So he says, the Tagin by Kesarim, he says, they're called the crowns, because it means God, so to speak, created the system itself. The words of the Torah are like kings. So they have a sovereignty, like a free reign. It means that you could be dorish them, not the way God, so to speak, meant it to be. But God gave it over in a way that the words themselves could be applied by the Balei HaMasorah to lead to different conclusions, different types of conclusions. So they're saying this means he gave them like there's a certain sovereignty in the words themselves. It means that they're their own koveya. The Torah itself could be kavua in a way. It's not predetermined by God. It's not all fixed by God. But it's given that they have like the words and the system of the Torah have their own frame of severe functioning. Yeah. That's a good point. David's bringing in a related point. Is that that's why you can't say I'm going to be machmir like Beis Shammai. Because if the pshat was you're trying to see the mitzvah Torah is that you have to get the true that which Moshe Rabbeinu did. So look, it's true possible Beis Hillel, but maybe Beis Shammai is really right. You can't say that Beis Hillel is right every time. So I should really have to. I should be machmir like Beis Shammai. I should be a chassid. But on the contrary, the chayav misa person does that. So you see, apparently that doesn't matter what Moshe Rabbeinu wore. Because we're mitzvah to follow the system. The system says halacha is like Beis Hillel. And if you undermine that, then you're basically denying the system. So that's then you have a totally total misconception about you're looking for like a relic. That's like anything. You're looking for like the relic. Like that. And you're trying to hook yourself in with like, the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu or something like that. It's not the system. The system is the system of chachma. And chachma is you apply the system and their method, the methodology, whatever the methods of psak are in the system, you're bound to those methods. Those methods are set up by God. And so far as you deny those, and you're just looking for something else. You know, you're denying Torah, and you're just looking for some other type of thing. Yeah. Right, I say when it comes to Chumash, I mean, in general, right, I mean, in general, they're trying to, this ties into that thing about the para you're talking about. And the Shnei Emes. But in general, right, it's in Chumash, I mean, they're not both true. I mean, the milk, sometimes, like I said, sometimes you can have a pshat, you can pshat them on how to explain a parsha and Chumash, but they're both true ideas. The question is, which one was the Torah referencing, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have Mishmachluk, 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 where the question is, what does the Torah mean? Now, the Torah only means one of them, but they're both, sometimes they actually argue on ideas. And then, one's right, one's wrong. But sometimes they're arguing ideas, they're just arguing, you know, what is the pshat in the pasuk. So that also, one's right and one's wrong in the pshat in the pasuk, but the real purpose is getting the concepts and the ideas. And, you know, they may agree with each other's ideas, they just may hold it's not appropriate way, you know, that's not the way to read the pasuk. But I'd say in Chumash, yeah, I mean, Chumash is that kind of thing. I mean, yeah, you have different explanations of, Like, let's say, for instance, you say there's a chalukas whether the story of Gan Eden, of the Nachash, was literal or not literal. Right. So you have different positions like that. So, I mean, they can't both be right. I mean, did it happen or did it not happen? It doesn't make sense, you know? And they say it's not literal. You say it's a mashal, it means it didn't happen. So you say it happened, it means it did happen. So, that, right, one of them is wrong, one of them is wrong. It doesn't make sense. When you're studying reality, it doesn't make sense. It only makes sense in the legal system. Question is, what is it in the legal system where the principles upon which the legal system are based is follow your mind and follow your mind's conclusions. Then you can say they're both right because they're both following those are their conclusions. It's a very specific kind of a principle. I mean, it may be an appeal to people who don't want to. You know, there's a certain fear of the that reality is confining. A person wants to be able to feel like they could hold whatever they want. It's very confining to a person to hear, and I think there's a big appeal to pluralism. Because once you say there's a reality, and there's a truth, so now, wait a second, maybe I don't have it. That's scary. You know, so it's very comfortable to say everyone's right. Because I'll say, that could be right as long as I could also be right. So everyone's right, so it's very good. So every guy gets all mava, every guy gets exactly what he wants. You know, but to accept the fact that there's a truth out there, and most people don't have a method of attaining that truth. So then all of a sudden they expose themselves very greatly. You know, but that's why there's a big appeal to it, to this idea. You know, it's elevated, but it's not only, it's how people apply it in Torah, but it's applied in the world. I mean, this is a big thing in the world. You know, pluralism is a whole, you know, this whole thing is a denying. I mean, it's really like fear, because once you deny truth, then you deny the whole Torah. I mean, and there's no, basically, I mean, then every religion is true. Everything's true. There's no such thing as a Zohar, there's no such thing as everything. I mean, the whole Torah is based on the fundamental principle that there's such thing as truth. I mean, what's Torah? Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Emes means it's true, it's reality. So if you deny the idea of reality, and you just say anything could be real, then, you know, what's Torah about? And they say Jesus is okay, Hashem's okay, Muhammad's okay, I mean, everything's, you know, there's no such thing as truth. The whole principle, the whole idea of Torah is this is the true system. The very premise upon that is that there's truth. And it's very dangerous also. It's very dangerous because you can't argue with a guy who's in this mindset. It's impossible. Because he's always going to say, oh, that's fine, you want to say that? That's your thing, that's my thing. You know, it's very dangerous. You know, so it's important, I think it's important to know this thing because people take this approach. Unfortunately, this approach exists in Torah and people claim that it's Torah. You know, based on this chazal. So it's good to know because people do quote it. It's good to know that, you know its extent. Know where it applies and where it doesn't apply. Oh, so what's the... Okay, this guy here, 49, right, what's 49? Okay, good. So the question is, you may say, this is the question, so does anything go? Like, so basically, does it mean that basically you can just say anything? I guess that's what someone say. Oh, well, this conservative rabbi says you can write to shul, they say everything. I mean, does this just mean that there's no reality at all? It's just a matter of it's like a free-for-all? And halacha, is it a free-for-all? So I think maybe you're saying that's what... Could be that's what 49 is addressing, because... What comes to mind with me, 49, I'm speculating here, by the way, but so it comes to mind 49 to me is less than 50. And 50 is, in the Torah, it says, like the Gemara Pasi says, the Olam Bahem Tavodu, by Nebuchadnezzar, the Olam Bahem Tavodu. So it says, what does it mean, the Olam? So Rashi says, the Olam Shel Yovel, something like that, Lashon. So Olam means still Yovel, okay? Which means that it's not all of them, right? But apparently 50 years apparently is like a reflects the idea of all of them. Like in man's framework, that's all of them. You know, in a certain human framework, there's the idea that reflects all of them. Which means that's unlimited. 50 is like unlimited in a certain framework. So it seems to me it could be that 49 is one less than that. So it means that not everything. So it could be a saying is that 49 planets at the 49 Esser means that there are many, many, many arguments that you can have on each side, and you know, but not everything goes. You know what I mean? It's not like anything that a guy. It's not the olam, so to speak. It's not like infinite. It is fixed. Don't think that it means that there is an unlimited anything in Torah could go. You could just make up anything. There's you need real Balei Masorah, and there are limitations. It's not just there are certain things which are with. You have a methodology of Torah, and it has to be within the methodology of Torah. And that methodology does have certain restrictions. I mean, there's not, you're not going to be able to have, I don't know the number, again, I don't know if it's going to be 49, maybe in a certain circuit there may be 52, maybe there may be 100 or 1,000, you know, but the, I think the idea, which I'm saying, is that 49 is showing you that there, it is, even though it's open and it's Tali in the minds of Alim and Sora, but there is a system here, and being that it's a system, it's going to be finite. It's not going to be it's not an unlimited thing. So I'm saying is that the Olam, 50 would mean it's like an infinite. It means there's no limit to the number of ways it could be. But I'm saying 49 means one less than that. I mean, so it's not many, many, but not unlimited. Oh, exactly, yes, exactly. So as I was trying, they say it went down to the 49 levels of Tumah. Yeah. Right, exactly. So it could be that's what it means. It means they didn't quite make it to the 50th. They got as low as you could go without being all the way. You know, that's a 49 levels of Tumah, right? It could be that's what it means. Right, exactly. Not quite all the way, but almost there. As far as you could get from all the way. You know, and apparently they got to see. Maybe for this it means if they would have gotten to the 50th, it could be that's it. They would have been. They wouldn't have been able to be Nagel. That's what they say. Oh, if they would have gotten to the 50th, they say that openly.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. It's fine.
Like this would have spent another moment in my time.
Yeah. Okay. Then it would have been it. That would have been it. So as you see, that's the idea of 49. So apparently, what's 50? 50 is. I'm saying it's like in the pasuk. You see, that's it's like yo, it's lolam. I mean, it could be. It's something to keep in mind. You know, these numbers, different chazals use different numbers repeatedly. You know, 49 is the number that comes up. I'm suggesting that's what it means in general. You know, it'd be interesting to check. It's something to keep in the back of your mind when you get to 49. Check it out. See if it's true. It's important to know when you're doing halacha, when you're acting in halacha, that's what you're doing. You're not trying to get the real tefillin. You're trying to follow that like system. It's important when you're doing it. It's not like a magical, mystical. I mean, that's part of like these approaches. Is like they're mystical. Trying to get the thing, and you're trying to cause mystical things to happen, and there's all kinds of sparks happen when you do mitzvahs, and you know, then you have to get the right thing, because there's like a whole system of physics going on when you do a mitzvah, so then you have to get the right thing, otherwise it's not going to bring out the appropriate metaphysical realities. But I mean, if the idea is that you're following halacha, and the system of halacha, that is the system of halacha. There's no room for like an erotic doubt, maybe it's not really it. That is it. The only doubt is maybe you're not using your mind appropriately, you know? I mean, it's very good to read. It's shaykh to read. If you didn't read already, the intro, most of his intro to his Igros. It's very much on point. It's very nice. It's good it's good to know. I mean, openly, it's good to know. It's good source, you know? I mean, this is just a pshat we're giving here, but the whole thing. But, I mean, Moshe is basically, I mean, he doesn't... It's not taking up this chazal specifically, but I mean, it's basically what I'm saying. I think is very much in line with that. I don't think there's anything he says which is against what I'm saying. You know, I'm drawing it out in a little bit, but he draws out other aspects to it. That's why you should look at it, because he focuses, he highlights other points that I don't want to highlight, and it's Ramosha. So could be that's what it means. Dvarim chayim. If you say the dvarim shel Elokim shehim chayim, that the chayim is on the dvarim. That's, I guess it's simpler. I mean, it's harder if you don't say it's about God, then sorry, a different kind of question. But assuming it's not, it's on the Dvarim, so this is what I'm saying, is that it's a living system. That's exactly what it means. It means it's not a system, which is a fixed, like a dead system is that it's a fixed body of knowledge that's given to you, and there's no room for creativity and growth and a chiddush and intellectuality, just passing it down in a cold manner. But chayim means it's living, because it's totally in the Bali Masorah of each and every door. And they have to apply it appropriately. Yeah, I mean, it's important that I think that idea of the 50, you know, even if that's not what the 49-50 is after, it's very important, because you could argue, I mean, this is like in a certain sense, on a superficial level, it's like a conservative type of argument that the system is like a changing system and has to grow with the times and has to always change, and you know what I mean, like things are different, and you know, I mean, the Torah is absolutely against that. You know, that's certainly not that. It's only within the body of the Chachma, the methodology of Torah, allows for Chidushim and for different applications and thought. But it must be with the limitations of the system. I mean, you can't, once you drop the system, then forget about it. The system does have confines, and there's limitations, and there's certain things you just can't be out there, and certain things there's not. It doesn't mean you can just start changing things. It means you have to always use your mind the same exact way, but minds are going to be different. Different minds are going to be different times, different minds, different, you know, but that's the system. And apparently that was the way God designed the system. That's the way, so it's very good that it goes back to Sinai. That is the system which God gave, and that is, the perfect system which God gave us, this is the perfect system. The perfect system is a system which is given to the Bali Masorah and the Chachmei Masorah to use their minds and carry out, and for you to act based upon those things. So you can't feel bad that we don't have the real thing. That is the perfect system. And if you'd be looking for that thing, now you're not following God's will and God's design of the system. This is the system which God designed. And this is what you're required to follow, and that's what that is. That's the best thing, to follow out a system. And you can see why, because this system is a system which keeps a person's attachment to Chachma. And the Chachma is the route towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you the closed system, a fixed closed system, would take away the involvement of the Gavras in Talmud Torah, and it would be a different kind of involvement. A different kind of, they would close off the root of the halachic system, the root which always involves a person in chachma, and the chachma and the God system is the way, the root of a person to gain closer to God. So that's the it's built into the system. So to take it and make it into like a closed fixed system takes away that whole aspect of the Torah. That's the idea that Rambam says that in Perush Mishnah. There's no psak in a chelek. There's no psak in hashkafa. What it means, because psak, what doesn't make any sense, psak. This is kasha, how do you have a psak? You vote based on rov, and therefore you say this is reality? How does that make any sense? What's the reality? You can say, let's say you'll vote. It's like a joke. I think they did it, the Christians, they do that. I think they had a big vote once to determine whether Jesus is really God, or is he just the Messiah, or something like that, right? Yeah. They voted on it, and they voted, and that was it. They determined, and therefore he became a God. They voted a man. So that's crazy, though. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How can you vote on things? There's a reality here. So you could ask that kasha, so how do we have voting? How do we have, how does a Besdin work by voting? But the answer is, if you were looking for the real thing, it doesn't make any sense. What's the real thing? You'd be voting on it. I mean, that's what you say. You could have one intelligent guy being right over the whole Besdin. There's nowhere it says that one guy is going to be wrong because Rove's against him, but the idea is that it's a system, and a system has to have principles of determining it, and that's a good principle. In general, I'd say in general the Rove is going to be right. In general. And therefore that's a rational law built into the system. And therefore, if the Rove says that way, even if that other guy was, so to speak, right, but the right thing in the system, in the legal system, you have to follow, like Aharon Lahatos, you have to turn towards the Rabbim. It's an act based upon them. But it doesn't mean that they're correct. Again, these things could make sense in halacha. But you couldn't say, and that's why that's the idea of psak. Psak means that the halachic system is, the halacha is determined by certain principles of psak. But you can't say psak in hashkafa because either what's the fact? Like I say, the eloshein chel kolmaba. Like, let's either the guy has olmaba or doesn't have olmaba. You can't say I paskin like it's a joke. Like a guy says, "Machlokes Rambam Raavad." If a guy thinks God's physical because of the Agadatas or the Pesukim, whether he's in Machlokes Olamaba or not. So Rambam says he doesn't have Machlokes Olamaba, and the Raavad says he does. So I mean, at the end, the guy dies. If Rambam's right, he can't say I held like the Raavad. It's just not going to work. I mean, Rambam holds it's very nice of you passing that way. And, in terms of the halachos about a kofar, you could say paskin. I mean, there are halachos of Olam Haba, in Kedush Yisrael, the mitzvah that I hate him or to love him, So that's, it's interesting how it works its way into halacha also. Like, a kofar has a halachic role also. There's a halachic reality to a kofar. But the reality of Olam Haba is nothing to do with psak. You can't say psak in these things. There are mechelek there, before the chelek stuff. The beginning part of Chalik, I think he says that there's no psak in the area of Hashkafa because of this. It doesn't make any sense. How can there be such a thing? You can't force a psak on a guy. It doesn't make sense. Well, it's true. There's a reality here. It's thinking. I mean, you have to look at the Rambam. It could be that's what Rambam's saying. It's like, as Rambam says, is that in the Yisod there.
It's the eighth one.
We have the same tefillin as Moshe. Like he says, we have to believe the Yisod that we have exactly the same thing as him. But it could be that's what he means. Could be he means because we have the exact same one because we have the halachic tefillin. I mean, they're both the real kimchayim. Means we both have the tefillin of the halachic system. They're not physically the exact same thing. That's not, it can't be. It's a machloksim. So, but it means that if the reality of halacha were the physical thing, then it doesn't make any sense. How could you say that we have the same thing as them? It's, the odds are astounding. But if you say the reality isn't the halachic system, So then we do have the exact same thing as him, because we both have the God's will of what we should wear, namely the halachic development. And there's no, and that's the Yisoza, you're convinced that there's no break in the Mesorah and the application of the halachic system. You didn't just have some guy who came along and decided to just change the Tvelin because of, I mean, that's the Mesorah, they trust the Mesorah. But the Mesorah isn't on, is on the system, it's not on the particulars, it's on the system. And you have to have the Yisod is that you have an Amunah in the existence of the validity of the system, the principles of the system, and it's not tampered with. You know, but it's all based on the integrity of the Balei Mesorah and their attachment to the principles laid down at Sinai. It could be. I know Rebbe, so much Rebbe about it, and he said it's a hard. And I think they said something like, I don't think he was too satisfied with that, this kind of an approach. Like, it's an approach that's what you naturally think. But I think, like, Lashon and the Rama, he's saying, didn't sound that way. It sounded like there's something more there. So, even though I say this, it could be as I was saying, I'm just defer to Rebbe's doubt about the thing, you know? I wasn't ever my in depth, but if I didn't, if, you know.